Yeah, it was a great party, yeah. I had a good time. Yeah. I'm sorry, what, babe? Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear.
Nothing's wrong. I'm just tired, okay? I'm gonna take a shower and then I'm gonna go to bed. Yeah.
Nothing, babe, nothing's wrong. I'm just really tired, okay? Everything's fine. Seriously. Let's just go to bed, okay? Nothing's wrong. Let's just go to sleep. Hey, come on, stop hugging the blankets. Come on, it's cold. I'm cold, okay? Come on, give it to me. Hey, come on. Nothing's on my mind, okay? Please, let's just go to sleep. It's not important, okay? Yeah, just drop it. You really want to go down this road? All right. Okay, fine. Do you think my sister's attractive? You heard me. Do you think my sister is attractive? It's not a trap, it's a yes or no question. Why? Because me bringing you home to meet my family was no small feat for me. Congrats, by the way, my mom loved you. And then I see you talking with my sister and making these cutesy little faces like a giddy little... You were too. Yeah, because you make those cutesy little faces when you're trying to be cute with me. How is it different with me and when you do it with her? Oh, yeah. And while we're on this topic, that best friend of yours. Yeah, them. Okay. Why are they so handsy with you and kissing you on the cheek and posting the pictures online? Don't they know we're dating? They do. Then why? I never say anything because they're your best friend and I don't want to be the insecure girlfriend who tells you to stop acting a certain way or stop hanging out with certain people just because they get to... I'm not jealous. Why should I be? You can go hang out with whomever you please and make all the cutesy little faces you want. I don't care. Not affected at all. I just want to go to bed, so give me the covers. Just let me go, please. Don't let me go. Let me go. No, I don't want to look at you. I don't want to. What? Oh, I don't want to get into the genesis of why I'm jealous over you and my sister and your best friend. Yeah, I'm jealous. What about it? My sister's always the one we admire, okay? Ever since. Everybody's got a crush on her because she's attractive. She always gets the guys. She always gets the admirers. Me? And then you came along and you actually like me. And I can't fucking believe it. And I still can't believe it. I'm scared of you seeing her or someone else and then changing your mind about me. Fuck. Yeah, wait. I'm not done with this. That best friend of yours. Yeah, are they into you? Tell me. Yeah, I know they're nice and they're kind and you guys are really close. I met them, okay? What I'm saying is... I'm not gonna tell you. Just stop hanging out with them or cut them out of your life, okay? I'm not gonna do that. You had them before you met me and I'm not an asshole. You guys are close and they're so attractive and I bet they have a really good job, like an architect or an electrical engineer and the fact that you talk to them with stuff about me, it's just... doesn't bother me. I'm not suspicious. Just insecure, okay? There, I said it. Okay? Okay? Oh, stop. Okay, stop saying that there's no reason for me to be jealous, okay? Because there is. You're so fucking wonderful and kind and sensitive, understanding, compassionate, and you are attractive. Stop, okay? You're attractive to me, but that's not the main thing, okay? You have a good heart and a good soul, and everything you come in contact with becomes beautiful, and I know that other people can see that, and you... Why are you even with me? You can have someone so much better, and yet you're here with me. Why am I questioning it? Because I've never been anyone's choice. Okay? I'm always the one who has to be happy and supportive to their friend. Because my crush likes them, not me. I'm always the one helping my crush get together with their crush. And just be content with swallowing down my feelings. People don't choose me, okay? And then you came along and for some reason you liked me back and you loved me back and I keep on wondering why. There's always this nagging feeling in the back of my mind, this constant fear that one day you're gonna wake up and you're gonna realize that you could do so much better. And this is why falling in love is so scary. Because even though I have you right now, there's still a possibility that I can lose you. And I don't know if I'll be able to recover. I don't know, okay? really love you. And you know that I don't use that word lightly. I know I have nothing to be jealous of, but I still am, okay? It's not your fault. You're naturally adorable and cute. You're really kind. It's no surprise people want to be with you. It's petty. It's really petty. I shouldn't have gotten so emotional. Yeah, okay, just promise me something. Promise me that no matter how many attractive people you meet or fun people you spend time with, no matter where your adventures with other people take you, can you promise me that you'll always come back home to me? Please? Okay. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I promise you that too. I'm really sorry. Okay. Yeah, let's go to bed now. Good night, cutie pie. I love you.